Every time uncomfortable and done is going to be comfortable and wishing you had. Good morning, competitor. Hey, it's Jake. It's a brand new episode of the Compete Everyday podcast. I'm out in Albuquerque this weekend for a conference, and this morning got up to go work out. I was excited about getting a workout in, getting some miles logged for our March challenge. And when I stepped into the tiny fitness center, I noticed my opportunities were going to be pretty slim in there. All three treadmills were taken. There was a couple of people on the limited weight set. And so in that moment, I had an option. I could go back upstairs, change clothes, go out for a run, or I could grab some breakfast and hope I squeeze in a workout later in the day. You can probably already guess what I decided to do. That's right. Went upstairs, threw on the hoodie, grabbed my armband to throw my iPhone in for some music, and then headed back downstairs. And while I was getting on the elevator, a guy was getting on there with me. He was like, "You headed out?" I was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna go for a run because the gym was crowded." He said, "Man, it's gonna be cold. It's like 30 here right now in Albuquerque. He's like, it's gonna be cold, it's gonna be uncomfortable." I said, "Yeah, but uncomfortable and getting it done is always gonna beat being comfortable and wishing you had." See, so often in life, we avoid the uncomfortable situations. We avoid going for a run when it's cold or a little bit damp. We avoid having tough conversations with our coworkers, with our spouse, because we wanna do what's easier, what's convenient, what feels okay, instead of what we have that pit in our stomach. But here's the reality. Having those uncomfortable, direct conversations with your friend who's not living up to their standard or potential is best for them. It's best for the relationship. Being willing to get out and push yourself in an uncomfortable workout makes you stronger, just like it makes that relationship stronger. See, it's not the easy things we do in life that make us proud. It's the uncomfortable ones. And so today, starting out this week, where are you seeking comfort instead of seeking growth? That's the reality of the situation. We can't grow unless we're willing to be uncomfortable, because the entire process of growth is uncomfortable. It's doing something new. It's getting out of your comfort zone. So you're going to have that feeling in your stomach, that pit that, I don't really want to do this. But when you look at the big picture, when you focus on why you're doing it, why it really matters, then you're a little bit more capable of showing up in those moments. So today, my challenge for you this week is to start seeking the uncomfortable so you grow and get better, instead of looking for the more comfortable choice that you're going to end up regretting later. Go win your day. You know I'm cheering for you. Thanks again, competitor, for tuning in to another episode of the Compete Everyday podcast. This is Jake Thompson, your chief encouragement officer, and I'm glad you're here, because that means you're a driven leader who wants to maximize your performance and pursue greatness in every area of your life. To learn more about Compete Every Day, get involved in our leadership cohort, or find resources to help you lead better and succeed more, visit CompeteEveryday.com. I'll see you next episode.